This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey, everyone, and welcome. Felice Gerwitz here with an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. This is episode 250. And our topic today is going to be life hacks for traveling and first aid. So hopefully this will be helpful for you. I know we all love to find shortcuts in our everyday work. So I'm excited to bring you basically the second half of a podcast I did previously, Life Hacks for Home and School, that you can find on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, episode 249. Okay, well, I want to thank our sponsor, Media Angels. Try out that Media Angels membership site. It's very reasonably priced for within any homeschool budget, and you can get some of the classes I've taught. I've got a great American History, American Government class, as well as some science classes you will want to check out. Also, I wanted to share with you some of the things that we are doing here at Vintage Homeschool Moms. We are going to be producing an Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. Each day, there'll be a different speaker, so I look forward to launching that soon, as well as bringing on some new speakers on our Ultimate Homeschool Network. And also check out our sister website, the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. And over there, I have another podcast, as if I didn't have enough to do, right? I gave myself more work. But actually, this podcast is something that I have wanted to do for some time and had to wait till my kids were grown and in college before I could start it. But it's called A Few Minutes with God podcast, and even your kids can listen to it. And it's really geared for kind of a closer walk to the Lord. So go ahead over there and listen to that podcast as well. Well, today we are going to talk about some shortcuts, and those shortcuts have to do with traveling. And whether you are traveling with kids, far or near, one of my favorite life hacks is to have stuff ready to go. Even to this day, without babies, I've got different bags hanging on a hanger in kind of like a utility closet. Here in Florida, we don't have a coat closet, but if you had one, you could probably put it in there. And I have bags that are ready to go. I have a beach bag set up. I have a sports bag set up. I have a bag of other bags if I need one. And so there are several things that I have there. I also had a backpack when we used to go to one of the theme parks. We're about 2.5 hours from Busch Gardens. And a couple of years in a row when the kids were younger, we had gotten yearly passes. So one of the things that we did was we packed a backpack just for Busch Gardens. And through the years, or through that year, when you got drinks, you could just buy the cup and you could get refills for free. And we found out from the vendor there that you could just bring the cup back the next time you visited the park and you would get free drinks. So that's what we did. And I think then they added a small fee to your drink, but it sure beat having to pay for drinks or trying to haul in waters and things like that. So we had a backpack just with our empty cups and lids and straws already washed and ready to go. So these are things that are so helpful. And so what do you put in these packs? So you can do even a a bag that would be for a picnic. So items such as wet wipes and napkins and tissues, and you can do quick nutritional snacks. Like if you guys like mixed nuts, you could have little bags of that, boxes of raisins. And again, because I live in Florida and there are bugs, I would put those kinds of things in a zippered bag, and then I would label the date. And then as I was using it, I would, you know, redo the date on the bag, because I didn't want to have stale things. And it seemed like as homeschoolers, we were going out every week. So I remember our backpack for going on a nature walk, and it would be things like first aid items like Band-Aids and ointment and sunscreen, binoculars, storage bags for the treasures the kids wanted to keep. So you can, you know, obviously make up your own bag with your own supplies and use whatever you think would be essential for your family. But I'm telling you, that is the best thing, to be able to just go to that closet, pull it out, do a quick check. And another thing that I found was really helpful is if you can have a laminated sheet with all of the things that are supposed to be in that bag, and have it with a hole punch in it, and have it in the bag. And I would just, I always had it attached to the handle so we didn't lose it. And for example, on my beach bag, I had a laminated sheet of different shells as well as the birds that we would see. On my bag for going to on a nature walk or a picnic, I had another laminated sheet of different birds and animals we might see. And they were just small and I can fit them in there, but it was really great for when the kids said, you know, Mommy, what's that? And I could be all knowledgeable, right? Pull out my little cheat sheet, but it was great. Another life hack for traveling, and I feel like part of this is my Italian heritage, but whenever we had suitcases, you know, and I know a lot of people, there's two life hacks I have here. One is kind of a little known thing unless you travel a lot. And I was one of those persons or people that didn't really go a lot of places. My husband has a company that he runs, so we didn't have a whole lot of time to just take vacations where we would get in the car and go for an extended period of time. Plus, all of our relatives lived nearby. And the other is we didn't fly very much either, very rarely. So now that my kids are in college and we've been looking at a lot of colleges, going for visits and things like that, I have found some really cool things that I'll share with you. Okay, so for suitcases, the first is to tie a ribbon around your suitcase. So I got a multicolor ribbon, and you can get these super cheap at the store. You can go to one of the fabric places, or you may have ribbon around the house. And, you know, obviously you're going to put your name tag on there. Again, I just love that laminator, which I bought probably about 5 years into my homeschooling, and I used it for, you know, a straight 25 years, I have to say, and I still have it now. So it was a really good purchase that I made. And so anyway, we would tie ribbon around it, and then you could see your suitcase really quick. Just recently when I was traveling back from a wedding with my husband, he was like, "Well, how do you know your suitcase?" And I looked at him and I said, "Ribbons, of course." And he just laughed because, you know, it was really easy to spot our suitcases. Another thing is for those that want to carry a bag on, if you don't have a connecting flight, if it's a one-way, a lot of times people take carry-ons and then the planes get so full that they offer to put your carry-on right under, you know, in the plane right there, and it's free. So sometimes you have to pay $25 or even $30 for a checked bag, depending on your airline. And that is one of those things that, you know, invariably, if we've ever taken a, you know, a small carry-on or a rolling bag, they will check it for free, and you can save on that. I don't like checking a bag if it's a connecting flight, but if it was a direct flight, that works really well. Another is be sure to, like, Southwest is one of those airlines where they let you take bags on. Another thing with, again, this is all part of travel, is if you can put on alerts. So there's a place called Skyscanner, and on Skyscanner, you can set up an alert, and that looks at a lot of different airlines. It's not just one. If you like to travel on a specific airline and you get a credit card just specifically for flight, it's not even necessarily of putting the charges on that card, but just having the card and being a card holder. They do have different things that they will give you. But when you're on the flight, they will give you free points, and then eventually you can cash that in for a free trip. All super great ways to save money, as well as to, like the people who fly all the time know all this stuff. Another thing I'm going to put under this whole flight thing is, I tried to keep it to 10, so I did keep it to 10 items, but under number 2, it's super packed, right? Is to put in a pair of earplugs. Now, I didn't really have trouble with equilibrium, and I don't chew gum anymore. I used to always chew gum as a kid. So unless you've got some, water that you're bringing on board, one of the things my daughter does is she'll bring one of those shaker bottles, and you have it empty because they won't let you check in. Even if it has not been opened, you can't take liquids in. So you can take it on the plane once you get through security. So she brings an empty bottle and puts it in her backpack, and then she fills it up with water for free. And I was laughing because I didn't bring a bottle, so I had to buy water while, my daughter's saving me money here. My kids are very, very frugal, so I think that's awesome. Okay, number 3, take a picture of a business card or an important number so that you can find it later. You can do this with your ticket if you're traveling. Recently, I needed to mail some people some information, so I took a picture of the paper that they were giving me because I lose papers. So I don't know if you do that, but I'm always taking pictures of different things and keeping it and then making sure I go through my phone and deleting it. Number 4, are your batteries dead? Well, how do you know? So I do have a little battery tester in my battery drawer, and guess what? That thing is always missing. So you can drop your batteries about 6 inches above a hard surface, and if they bounce once, they're still good. And if they bounce all over the place, they're drained or will soon be drained. We're going to take a really quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to share with you 5 more hacks on traveling. We'll be right back. One more I want to share with you under traveling before we take our commercial break is to take a photo of your parking spot so you don't forget where you parked. Or better yet, if you go shopping, because I used to always forget where my car was. And when I used to tell the kids when they were little, I'm going to create this thing. I'm going to invent something. I always wanted to invent something. And so I would tell them, I'm going to invent this hand that comes out through the roof and just starts waving and says, "Over here, dummy." And it was so funny. I must have said it really loud because this lady walking out with us overheard me saying that. And she starts laughing and she goes, "That's really a great idea. But let me let you in on a secret." She goes, "I'm getting old. So what I do is I park in the same area all the time. And then I know where my car is." And I thought, wow, that's really brilliant. So thank you to the lady at the convenience store parking lot who overheard me being silly with my kids. So if you don't want to take a photo of your parking spot, and that would be somewhere where you're not, like at the airport or someplace like that, you can always park in the same place. And I do that when I go to, those mega stores, and I always know where my car is. I don't even have to think about it because it's always in the same row. So that is a great bit of advice. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to share with you some first aid life hacks. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, Felice Gerwitz here, and I want to share with you something that is dearer to my heart, and that is saving you money. Can you use encouragement for your homeschool journey? Have you been searching for an online learning program designed to ground your family in a Christian worldview? Well, now you can at MediaAngelsMembership.com. Our affordable membership packages fit your budget and busy life. Now you can access customized membership packages for your homeschooling family from the extensive Media Angels library of books, classes, and Bible studies. You may select the ebook bundle, the creation bundle, the premium bundle, or the forever bundle. Each bundled set will save you vast amounts of money. Our packages begin at less than $10, and you can use it for the whole family. So go to MediaAngelsMembership.com for more information. That's MediaAngelsMembership.com. You'll be glad you did. Hey, everyone, and welcome back. This is Felice Gerwitz with another episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. You can find the show notes at VintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Look for episode 250, Life Hacks for Travel and First Aid. Okay, so how many of you have those stinging creatures around? So bees or wasps or things like that. So my kids are highly allergic and not quite the EpiPen allergic, although we're getting closer and closer as they get older. One time my daughter was stung in the neck twice at the same time, poor thing, by some wasps while she was sitting at the edge of the pool. And I ended up having to take her to the emergency room because I was scared to death. So I immediately gave her some liquid Benadryl, which I kept on hand. Now, this was years ago, and I swear when stuff works, they change the recipe. So the Benadryl that is the allergy Benadryl that's out now is not quite as strong as this Benadryl was that I gave my daughter. I don't know if you find that as well, those of you that are a little bit older, because remember, this is Vintage Homeschool Moms, and I'm giving you, you know, quote-unquote older wisdom here. But one of the things that really worked well besides the Benadryl was meat tenderizer. It even works on ant bites. So you mix a teaspoonful of meat tenderizer with water, and you just put it on the bite, and then do look for allergic reactions. And if they start swelling or anything like that, you immediately want to take them to the emergency room. And I'm going to give you a life hack here under number two. That's my sister-in-law's little trick. And what she did was she would go to the parking lot of the hospital and just observe her child. Because you know an emergency room visit is like $1,000, and so it's always super disappointing, and even if insurance pays, you still have the copay, right? So at least you're right there, because the minute you walk in to an emergency room and you say bee sting, they will get you right in because they know that could be very detrimental. So and that was her advice. I've never done that. But when I did go in with my daughter, it took about 4 hours. They did take her in immediately. And she never did have extreme swelling. And when I told them how much Benadryl I had given her, the doctor said that was a very good dose. And they ended up just observing her themselves while we were in the emergency room and watching her. The second thing is if you need ice packs, you can use things like frozen vegetables such as peas or mixed vegetables. And I actually keep some in my freezer just for that. I recently had some oral surgery, and it was amazing how much better that was than trying to put ice packs or ice in a zipper bag and then putting that in a towel so I could put that on my face. So it worked really well, and then you can refreeze it, and when it gets super mushy, you can just throw it away. So, you know, you just get something on sale. Works really, really well. And then also, I'm going to give you some homeopathic remedies. So the first is for the bee sting. You can use something like Apis. Now, homeopathic remedies, you can go to Homeopathy for Mommies, which is a podcast that is on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, along with where Vintage Homeschool Moms is. And Sue Meyer will give you all kinds of great things. In fact, I have Sue's book on my phone so I can immediately go into iBooks and or any actually works with any e-reader app. And I can immediately search for the remedy that I need. However, there are some things you have to know. And one is that mint is an antidote for homeopathic remedies. So if you take a lot of mint and you try to take a remedy, it may not work. So just do a little bit of research on that. But Apis works well for bee stings. I burned myself recently and Melaleuca saved the day. I had all kinds of over-the-counter sprays and it was like hot boiling water that got on my foot. It was horrible. And so I tried all these things. I tried, you know, cool packs and having my foot in cool water, which made it feel a lot better. Everything helped very sporadically until even my daughter was over and told me to try some lavender and some other stuff because I had a lot of essential oils and I used the doTERRA brand. And I'll put a link to all of this. I'll put a link to Sue's podcast on the show notes and I'll also put a link to the essential oils. However, I finally remembered that Melaleuca worked really well on my husband's cuts, and he tends to get a cut and get really infected. And that's like the miracle drug for him, and also, not drug, but you just put it on topically, and also for my mother-in-law, and she's got a lot of allergies, so just a little drop of Melaleuca really helped tremendously. Well, I ended up putting a couple of drops on the burn and could not believe, like immediately, it just felt so much better. And I was actually able to walk around after that and not have my foot elevated. So that's a phenomenal remedy. And these you can buy at a health food store as well. Another such as belladonna and aconite at the first sign of a cold works fabulously well. And again, check out Sue's podcast. And coming up on the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network, we've got a new podcast that is called Simple Blessings. Now I'm going to forget the name of it, but it's going to be about, you know, oils. So it's going to be more along the lines of healthy living and essential oils. I'm so sorry. Amanda Filla is going to be doing that podcast and I will be interviewing her at some point. So forgive me because it's a brand new one that hasn't even launched yet, but will soon. And again, I'll put that link in the show notes. I'm writing myself a note now so I don't forget. Another is vitamin C for cold. You need to take about 500 milligrams if you're an adult, but that works tremendously well to shorten the longevity of a cold. Since we've been doing homeopathic remedies and oils, and I would say that for the last 5 years, we have way reduced the amount of time that we're sick. Also, neem spray is something that I keep, and that's something that's in my bag. And I also have small little essential oils. I've bought the zippered case. doTERRA has it. It's really awesome. And it's on a keychain ring, and you can fit in about 8 different remedies. And I have these little bottles filled with things like that, and I keep one in my car. I keep one in several of the packs that I have. And neem spray is great to ward off mosquitoes and biting insects, and it's not toxic. And there are also oils that you can use for this as well. So again, listen to the Homeopathy for Mommies podcast for some great tips, and I will have that link on the website. Hey guys, thanks so much for listening, and I hope these travel and first aid life hacks have helped you. They sure have helped me, and one other remedy I want to tell you about is Arnica. Again, you can get this at any health food store. That has helped tremendously with my oral surgery. It took all the pain away. I never had to take any of the pain medication, or over-the-counter things that they recommended because I could use that Arnica. Again, thanks so much. You can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com/250, and I will talk to you soon. God bless.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at mediaangels.com and thevintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.